Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. When I go back to my farm in Illinois and drive down our country roads, I can't help but think about the unbelievable change since I was a boy. I went to a one-room country school for 8 years, and that school is gone. The high school in a little town of 200 people closed just before I graduated from the eighth grade. And I take note of many farmhouses along country roads that are gone today. The farms have consolidated. We have 4,000 acres of cropland on our farm. As a boy, we had 150 acres. And with airline flights and better roads and better cars, people travel at will to other states and even other countries. Our citizens today are not tied to any one place as they were when I was growing up. I didn't get out of the state until I was a senior in high school and attended the National FFA Convention in Kansas City. In recent years, many of our citizens have left their homes to find opportunity. They're looking for a better paying job. Look at how they flocked into North Dakota because of the oil boom. The Cato Institute has numbers that verify another powerful driving force, taxes. Tax policies of some states and cities are driving their residents away. In 2016, 600,000 residents moved from the 25 high-tax states to the 25 low-tax states. Hardest hit was New Jersey, with its 8.97% top tax rate. New York was not far behind, and even beautiful California with a 13.3% tax rate lost residents. Many people went to Texas, Nevada, and Washington, where they have no income tax. The biggest winner is Florida, where there is no state income tax. I know what you're thinking. They just go south because it's too cold up north. However, New Hampshire and Washington State are both up north, but with no income tax, their population is growing at a healthy pace. We have a very mobile population today, and they're looking for a better job, a better life, and a better chance to prosper. I will be on the farm next week and talk to you from there. And I am John Block from Washington.